Health officials in Gaza say that dozens of people were killed and injured in a blast at a refugee camp in the Rafah area of southern Gaza. The Israeli Defense Forces said it had carried out an airstrike targeting a Hamas compound in the area. It says it is reviewing the attack. Videos from the southern Gaza Strip show a large explosion and intense fires burning. These people described what they witnessed.
Look at these children, torn. What conscience and which religion does this? Which humanity is this? And where is the world?
They burned the people. They burnt them. They burnt a whole neighbourhood in Tal al-Sultan. People are still burning. What else can I say? I cannot say anything. All of a sudden, a missile fell on us. All the people are burned. Go and see what happened to them.
Dr. Saha Zaloul is a critical care specialist and president of the medical charity Med Global. He has teams of medics across Gaza. He told the BBC this morning what those teams were telling him about the casualties.
It is a tragic attack. It looks like fighter jets fired several missiles in an area that is called Brixat. I know this area very well because we used to pass by it every day when I was in Gaza in our last medical mission a couple of months ago. It's full of tents of internally displaced people from other parts of Gaza. The reports from our field coordinator so far that at least 40 people were killed and hundreds are injured. And she said that the number is probably higher than this because search and rescue is still going on. Most of the injured and the killed are children. This is the area that was designated by the IDF as a safe zone or safe area. So many of the people who were displaced from other parts of Gaza and also Rafah built their tents, it looks like recently, and added to the tents that they were there before. There is no safe area anymore in Gaza.
Dr. Saha Zaloul, a critical care specialist. We are joined now by Dan Williams, correspondent with the Reuters news agency in Jerusalem. Dan, thanks for taking our call this morning. As Dr. Zaloul said there, this was meant to have been a humanitarian safe zone. So what is known at this point about what happened?
As you noted in your précis, Israel confirmed carrying out an attack there. It said the target of the attack was a senior Hamas member coordinating military operations by Hamas in the West Bank, a territory outside Gaza where there has been a surge in knock-on violence during this war. And Israel is saying it's reviewing the casualties. I assume that if indeed the casualties are connected to this airstrike, which there's no reason to doubt right now, Israel will eventually say that the military value of the target potentially justified the civilian casualties under the laws of war. But again, that has not been the official account.
But is this exactly why the International Court of Justice on Friday ordered Israel to halt its operations in Rafah? Because in its words, and I quote, actions which may inflict on the Palestinian group in Gaza conditions of life that could bring about its physical destruction in whole or in part.
That may be one interpretation. It's worth remembering that Israel has actually been working to evacuate Rafah of its civilians, apparently with some success. Around 1 million have fled, have moved out to what Israel calls humanitarian zones elsewhere. I think in addition to what you alluded to, everyone will be watching Washington now because, as is known, President Biden set what he called a red line for Israel, the U.S. ally, in Rafah, which included potentially the use of large bombs, potentially mass casualties among Palestinian civilians. The big question is if this incident will be a tipping point in terms of U.S. support or the withholding of U.S. support for this mission. There is another ticking clock in that Israel is apparently about to pursue renewed truce talks, mediated truce talks with Hamas, potentially this month. So it could be that could come together with whatever foreign pressure emerges given this overnight incident and causes the Israelis to rethink strategy in Rafah.
Yes, because the International Court of Justice also said that it was not convinced that the evacuation efforts and related measures that Israel had affirmed to have undertaken to enhance the security of civilians in the Gaza Strip, and in particular those recently displaced from Rafah, are sufficient to alleviate the immense risk to which the Palestinian population is exposed to as a result of the military offensive in Rafah. Is Israel simply not going to comply with the orders from the court?
I'm not aware of Israel saying specifically, explicitly, that it would defy the order. but the initial statement put out in response to the courts appeared to make clear the Israelis are sidestepping it. They do not see that their actions in Rafah are tantamount to a large-scale threat to the civilian population. And as we've seen overnight, it would appear that the operations are proceeding.
The hundreds of thousands who have fled Rafah in the last few weeks, many of them are fearful that the starvation which faced Palestinians in northern Gaza are on the way for them now. How much aid is getting in? Because the Rafah crossing is still closed and the ICJ on Friday also ordered it to be opened.
The Rafah crossing, to my knowledge, remains closed. However, as of 2 days ago, there has been a diversion, a rerouting of aid through Kerem Shalom, which is a sort of triangulated crossing on the Israeli-Egypt Gaza border. In addition to that, there's a U.S. Supplied pier, which is offloading aid that arrives by sea. To my knowledge, some airdropped aid continues by a number of foreign air forces, and there are other land crossings on the Israel-Gaza border. So to hear the Israelis tell it, there is no lack of aid coming in. What there may be is disrupted aid supplies of distribution within Gaza, which, and we've heard the Americans say this as well, may be a result of aid being specifically rediverted by Hamas and other authorities within Gaza.
Thank you very much indeed, Dan Williams, Reuters correspondent in Jerusalem.